Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for joining me and Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host for this show, Betsy McLaughlin, and I am super thrilled to be playing and chatting today with Miss Rachel O'Brien, who is across the world from me, and I love love technology that we can connect so easily through all the different platforms available. So she doesn't feel like she's across the world from me. She's literally just a phone call or a Skype or a WhatsApp call away. So welcome, Miss Rachel O'Brien, to Imperfect Brilliance.
Oh my goodness me, thanks so much for having me.
You're so welcome. So as you guys can probably hear, there might be just a beautiful Irish lilt to Rachel's voice. And are you still, where are you living these days?
the joy of consciousness in perfect brilliance. You can choose wherever you'd like to live in the world. How does it get any better than that? Right?
I love it. Yes.
So I'm actually living in London at the moment.
That's what I thought. And you had moved from Ireland, right?
I moved from Dublin to London.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's really cool. And let me tell everybody, and I'm sure you'll talk about that a little bit, and tell everybody what our subject is today, which is imperfect relationships. And I don't know about you guys, but certainly for me, I used to have this ideal of what a perfect relationship was going to look like. You know, it was a fantasy, really. And number one, I could never find anybody who could fulfill every requirement that I thought I had to have the perfect relationship. And so it really led to a lot of judgment, proving wrongness, conclusions, arguments, being let down, disillusionment. And I could go on for a lot more adjectives about, you know, how my ideal perfect relationships just fell flat. So we're going to talk a lot about that today and, you know, really come from the place, as we always do, by we use the tools of access consciousness, and we talk a lot about question. So I know we're going to have a lot of questions woven into our conversation today. And would you guys be willing to actually see, you know, if any part of this conversation is light for you, and play with some of the tools and questions that we come up with today. So before we dive into this juicy subject, which we could probably devote an entire month to and barely scratch the surface, you know, let me tell everybody a little bit about Rachel. Her name again is Rachel O'Brien. You're so welcome. And she's a transformational life coach. She's also a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, which is how I met her several years ago. Mm. She's also a Joy of Business facilitator, which I'm really excited. I am one as well now. And she's a Pilates instructor. She is a mom of three children, and she travels the world facilitating workshops and empowering people. And Rachel is always this light, just this joyful light that I freaking adore. And she's always inspired to create a world that nurtures talent, making the impossible possible. And she empowers people to create money doing what they love. Yes to that.
Yay.
Yay. And she has a commitment to a future of possibilities and living life as an adventure of living. And that is what fuels her to keep her, you know, wakes her up in the morning. And I know wakes her up in the morning with joy. And she's also a co-author of the international bestseller, Dancing as the Body of Consciousness. Rachel truly is a gift and a joy to know. So welcome to Imperfect Brilliance once again, Rachel.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thanks for the beautiful intro. And I love what you said, Imperfect Brilliance. Both of us have chosen to be joy of business facilitators in the world, which is business really done from your heart. And it's where the imperfect brilliance gets, it grows. It's such a gift to do something that you love and to be able to make money doing what you love. I mean, we don't talk about it enough, is my interesting point of view, which is one of the access tools. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view, the most phenomenal tool. And yes. So the two of us get to be these joy of business facilitators, which is about not having to be right and not having to be wrong in business. And it is about actually doing what you love, whatever that may be for you out there. Just, you know, even take a few moments today, Betsy, and people listening to us, and just take a pen and paper or a pencil and scribble down 5 things that you love to do. For what reason, you know, do we have to do something that we're average and mediocre at? For what reason can we not actually do something that we love in the world and that inspires us to wake up, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know I certainly for many years did something I didn't love. And I used to work in the corporate world. And at one point I was working in a production, what did they call it? Oh, gosh. I can't think of the word, but it's basically where you sit and type all day long and you're just putting out anything that anybody brings to you to type and make pretty. And I sat, you know, doing that for 8 hours a day and I was so miserable. And I told myself there was not, you know, like I gave myself all these justifications of why I had to stay there. And, you know, so that was something that was not fun and joyful for me at all, and yet I knew I was choosing it.
It's so funny when you say that. You know, I know you pretty well and I know how creative and generative you are, and I know how you love new fun ideas and you just want to get your fingers mucky and get things instituted. And
yes,
I think
totally.
I mean, I said interesting point of view. We have been given point of views. Our amazing friend, Dr. Dane Hare, says, if you don't create your reality, someone else will. And we've been given this template, right? We've been given this template for living. And the template is, oh, I have a great job because I work in corporate and I get paid a predictable salary every week, which is great. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Also, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever, because I know my daughter loves a regular salary. That totally works for her. What I'm addressing here, though, is that you don't have to do something that isn't fun for you, that you can actually honor your greatness, which is another tool of access. Is that if I was honor is to hold you in regard, to hold your talents, your capacities, your brilliance. And isn't it? And one of the most beautiful things is to honor your greatness and to honor you. Because if you're not doing what you love, I see it all the time, particularly in London. It's been such a wake up call to live in a city where 18 million people come in and out of 18 million people, on a daily basis. And there seems to be this energy of, like, anger or resentment, where not everyone is choosing to do what they love. So mm-hmm. one of the things that we encourage, it's so funny, the name of the show is called Imperfect Relationships, and we're talking about business. Which, by the way, you do have a relationship with your
Absolutely.
Life as your business. So one of the things we say, enjoy business, is your life is your business, and your business is your life. So here's mm-hmm. Betsy getting up, my dear friend, and going into a job that's not, you know, fulfilling her, you know, feeding your being, I want to say, feeding your yeah. living, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, so when I was making that choice, I was miserable, and it impacted every aspect of my life, you know, my health, yeah. my emotional well-being, my, you know, like my relationships with friends and family. I mean, it goes to everything. And so I definitely finally chose something that different, you know, something that worked for me. And, you know, so in that, it's, you know, and I had no tools at the time. This is quite a long time ago. And I, you know, now I know that there's a lot of questions I could ask, and it didn't necessarily have to be that way. I had a lot of interesting points of view that I couldn't change it, that I was stuck, that this is how it had to be. This is what you did when you, you know, became a responsible adult. I'm doing air quotes, you know, and all of these things. So I boxed myself into what I thought I was supposed to do, you know, and nowhere in there were there questions or other, I had not created any other possibilities for myself until I finally was like, this just doesn't work for me. And I need to change it. And I wonder now, you know, looking back on it, if I'd had questions and tools that I have now, which I'm so grateful for, I wonder what I could have changed, even if I had chosen to stay at that job with these tools that we're so blessed to know. Interesting.
It's
an interesting question, right?
Really interesting. I'm so grateful that you talked about this. There's so many times that people come and they do a session, and their point of view is, when we talk about your point of view, it's how you view your job, it's how you view your life, mm-hmm. it's how you view money, it's how mm-hmm. you view yourself. And they often hate their job, and they realize that when they change their point of view and they look at something that they have judged as difficult, and mm-hmm. when they start to change how they're functioning and how they're interacting, then that actually, we talk about the question changing your life, and the question actually does change people's lives. One of the yes. questions that we ask is, what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
Just a simple tool. If something is difficult, and most people go, what's wrong? Oh my God,
right.
it's going to get even worse now. Oh my God, like,
yeah.
you know.
It's so horrible, yeah.
It's so horrible.
You list all the reasons why it's so horrible, and you just keep feeding that, you know that, what is that beautiful saying? It's like, which wolf are you going to feed?
Yeah, yeah.
You know that story?
Yeah.
And so it's
yeah.
like, which wolf was I feeding? I was feeding the miserable, this job is horrible, blah, blah, blah wolf. I wasn't feeding the possibility, you know, or looking for anything different. And, you know, because that's where I love these tools, and I love talking about them and offering other possibilities for people. You know, if you're listening and you have an imperfect relationship with, right now we're talking about your job, you know, what questions, and I'm going to ask this, Rachel, since you're the guest here today, what questions could you offer to somebody who might be in that position that I just mentioned that I was in so many years ago?
So where I would start is the very basic, simple tool, which is, first of all, I just want to say that a conclusion is a potential state of disaster. So when you have a...
Wait a minute, say that one again.
So a conclusion... The conclusion is a potential state of disaster. So if you're in conclusion, the only thing that can come in is everything that matches your conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So true.
So,
yeah.
So all you literally have put a barrier around you, and you cannot receive anything outside of your conclusion because you can't even see the possibility, you know?
It could be knocking on your door and you don't hear it because it doesn't match what you think is, what you've concluded is possible. So true.
Totally, totally. And the purpose of these questions are, they're actually an invitation. And I'm going to say a word that we don't talk about in the world so much. The question is actually an invitation to receive other possibilities other than what you've concluded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we talk to people about asking a question, which is what else is possible, you're inviting to receive a possibility outside of your question. And if you're out there, don't take my word that this works. Just do your own little experiment. And mm-hmm. what you're doing, like, we're not asking you to take what we say. We're actually asking you, the purpose of being an access facilitator, which is Betsy and I, this is what we're choosing, is to empower you to know what you know. So when you're asking the question, it is about you opening up to a different possibility. And
right.
that for me, I mean, look, I'm just going to say it. We're on the, this week, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, is coming to London, and we have a 3-day class called The Choice of Possibilities. And in 2013, I went to my first Choice of Possibilities in London. I had a lot of, I know. And at the time I was broke. There was, after being a recession in Ireland, I had a personal training business. I had bought a couple of houses and they were in negative equity.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my beautiful 15-year-old daughter with me at the time. She's 21 now. And I just started asking this question, what else is possible? What are the possibilities that are available to me that I have not yet asked for? What possibilities are available to me that I've not yet asked for? And, you know, the gift of time, Betsy, is that over the 6 years, my life has transformed in ways that I still have to go, wow. I mean, how does it get any better than this? Which is another question.
Oh my goodness, it's already time for the first break. Wow. All right, you guys, stay tuned for more conversation around imperfect relationships with Rachel O'Brien. Thank you so much for listening.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Betsy McLaughlin here today with Rachel O'Brien. And we are talking about imperfect relationships. And our first portion, we kind of jumped right into relationships with your business, which really is so much of your life, whether or not you actually have a job where you receive an income, you have the business of your life. So, Rachel, before we dive back in, if anybody's interested in finding you, could you share how people can reach out and touch you?
Of course. You can contact me on www.rachelobrien.org. And also, I'm an access facilitator. So if you go to accessconsciousness.com and find a facilitator, R-A-C-H-A-E-L O'Brien. Yeah, that's how you can find me. Betsy, how can we find you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. So I have a website, creatingyumminess.com. And I, too, can be found from the Access Consciousness website. Also, we can be found through the Joy of Business website as well. And I wonder, Rachel, so we had right before the break, we started to talk about a couple of questions that you could ask when you've decided, and this isn't just for your business, but really for any part of your life, where you have concluded that nothing else is possible. So you have slammed shut all the doors, all the windows, you've probably boarded them up like you're preparing for a hurricane. You know, I'm not going to let any other possibilities in. And so here we are saying, okay, we have tools and questions. And if you guys, if anything that we are, talk about seem like maybe there's something that you would maybe like to play with, have a shot, play with it. I was facilitating a foundation class, which is one of the classes that we love facilitating. It's 4 days of absolutely amazingness. And so we talk, we have a huge manual full of questions and tools and processes, and we get to do energetic body work as well, which our bodies really love to do. And I had one foundation, I've had many foundation classes, and where we start talking about relationships. And I was facilitating somebody into, she was having a lot of problems and issues with her boyfriend. And so I suggested some questions and she got really angry. And I was like, that's okay. You know, like you don't have to take any of these questions. And the next day she came in to the class and she's like, I just thought everything that you were talking about was a bunch of baloney. And I got into an argument with my boyfriend last night. Okay. And she said, and I thought, you know, what do I have to lose? And she started asking some of the questions that we had talked about. And she said, oh my God, this stuff really works. She said, we went from fighting to actually having a conversation. And she said, tell me more. What else can I do? Is it really this easy? And I said, it really is. And so it really, so much of it is what we have concluded and our points of view. And I'm sure you have many stories like this as well, even in your own life, where when you start asking questions and you get out of your own way of your conclusions, that other things open up. So right before the break, you started talking about when you first took your first Choice of Possibilities class several years ago, and you were in a very different situation financially. So what were the conclusions that you had made then, and what were some of the questions that you started asking that changed these things for you?
Oh my goodness, thanks so much. I'm so grateful that you asked me this, because sometimes we move so fast. Like I say to people, if you find something that changes your life mm-hmm. at the speed of the tools of Access Consciousness and the amazing body work.
Yes.
Come call me, come let me know. Because one of the things I want to say about the foundation, I'm just going to backtrack a little bit. The foundation mm-hmm. class is this 4-day class that gives you tools to design your life in a way you never thought possible. That's the first thing.
So true.
Like when you said, you know, that lady coming to class, we actually have been shown that relationships are this upset drama, you know, I yeah. have to cry if I care about you. I have to yeah. prove my emotions to show you how much I love you. And we haven't been, like, I've studied relationships for years and we haven't actually been given a template to create no. relationships of ease. And that's mm-hmm. one of the things that I would like to say. Actually, even the word relationship comes from the distance between two lines, which is all about like separation, not actually, you know, adding to each other's lives. And this can come from adding to your life with a partner, with a child, with a parent, with business, mm-hmm. with money. Like, we can talk about this subject, as you said, forever. So right, we could go forever. And I did kiss the Blarney Stone. The Blarney Stone in Ireland is a castle in Blarney in a county called Cork, and there's a little tale with the Blarney Stone that when you kiss it, you get the gift of the gab, and the gift of the gab means that you've an ability to speak.
Oh, I always wondered what the kissing of the Blarney Stone was all about. Well,
there you
thank
go.
You.
Yeah, it like there's a thing
that's
in Ireland.
That we can,
it's so funny, and there's a saying in Ireland like that you've the gift of the gab, and that means that you've the ability to talk and tell stories and entertain people. So it's just a lovely it's an endearment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I showed up at this class in, it was actually in March in 2013 in Canary Wharf, a beautiful part of London. And at that time, I didn't want to carry €2,500 in my pocket because I was actually nervous of carrying cash. Imagine mm-hmm. that. Because mm-hmm. I had this thing about losing money. So mm-hmm. I actually got my best friend Lisa to carry the cash for me, which is really interesting. So just to look at the difference in that alone, now I love counting a lot of money. and I can carry like bundles of cash and have absolutely total ease with it. So
wow.
one of the, isn't that incredible? Like that's,
mm-hmm.
I've now changed my relationship with money. And at the time,
woohoo,
yay, don't do that, folks. Don't ask what else is possible with money. So one of the things at the time, the basic tool was all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And I got to say this. I was the mother of three kids. I was running a business that was not doing well. And ease as a way of living, I was living in a lot of upset, a lot of drama.
Yeah, me too.
I certainly didn't have ease with parenting. I had a lot of viewpoints about I had to be the right, perfect, good mother, which never works. All mamas out there, you know that. And now when I look at the tools that I started with was like, if I choose ease, what would that be like for me? And I would go around playing with this tool. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And I would be like, have you seen my kids? How can I have ease? You know?
They're anything but easy.
Like, seriously, you know, they're so annoying. They drive me nuts and blah, 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 blah. And then I guess I would take a breath in the middle of that and go, all of life comes all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And obviously, when I was saying that, there was a demand. There must have been a demand for something greater in my world, because the life that I live today, honestly, I have so much peace as a mother, and I have so much peace with what. So I have a lot of peace with what people choose. I don't function from the point of view that everybody has to be a certain way in my life anymore, which I did. I did function like that. I'm going to say it. So we call these, one of the tools that I love is projections, expectations, separations, and judgments. So what we've been shown to do is I have to project that Betsy is supposed to deliver this to me. And then I expect that what you're going to deliver. And I separate from me and go into judgment when you don't deliver what I've decided you to deliver. And then I reject myself. It's crazy. It's called projection, expectation, separation, and judgment. And they are a beautiful way to destroy all of your relationships, actually.
Yes, and that's kind of what I opened up the whole conversation with, you know, all of my expectations, which how can anybody fulfill your expectations? You know, like, I go to thinking about all the times that I expected my husband to read my mind and know what I wanted. And, like, talk about yourself up for trauma and drama. You should know what I want. And then, you know, the poor guy is trying to do it. And then it's like, well, that's not what I want. I wanted this, you know, and it's like, no matter what he did, it would be not quite right. And I look at that and I'm so grateful I don't do that anymore. It's like, oh my God, how impossible was I making it for any kind of communion and, you know, true friendship even? And just, nope, it was trauma, drama, and letting down and anger and all of those things where it's like, God, get me off of that crazy train, please.
I'm so grateful that you talked about this, because I was actually with you and your husband only in May. We were together in Texas, you know. And when I look at the amount of caring that he had for you in his yeah. world, like, yes. he is such a gift of a gentleman, Beth.
He really
know?
Is.
And he, even me standing next to him, I could... You know, some people have this presence of caring and nurturing just by who they be. And he has that, like, he has that space where you're like, I'll just sit here for a while.
Yes, and I'm so grateful that, you know, we are together. We've been together a long time, and our relationship has really changed and grown to be something that is nurturing, that is honoring, that is respectful. And sometimes we look at each other and we marvel, because it was not always even close to that. And somehow, you know, we got through all that, and we both chose to change it. It's like, you know what, this isn't fun, this isn't working. And that's really where, when I started on a quest for, I got to change my life. I am just not happy with all of this. So let's change it. What can I do? And realizing that I had the power to change it. I had the power to, and it was stopping looking at everybody else and what they were doing wrong and saying, okay, what can I change? I can't control anybody else, no matter how hard I tried. And believe me, I tried really hard to control myself and my husband and my this and my that. And, you know, then I'm just beating my head against a brick wall. And so then looking at it, what can I change? What could I choose today? I can choose to be happy. I can choose to be miserable. I could choose to stay in bed with the covers over my head. What am I choosing today? And really, sometimes it can even be every moment of the day.
I'm so grateful that you brought this up. When I look at you and your husband now, and how you engage with each other, interact with each other, if you have a projection on a person, you're basically, we all know what a projector is. You are basically projecting an image on the wall of what this person has to be to fit into your life.
Yes.
And there's absolutely no caring for who that person is. You're looking through a lens that isn't even true and real, based on what you've been given that this person should be and how they should fit into your life. And that's what this lie, this invented reality about how relationship, you know, is going to work. And so many people, I did sessions with a couple last week, and they were like, how do we actually make this work? Like,
yes.
And I could see that they were after getting married, and they really had a caring for each other. And then all these old projections, expectations, separations and judgments about what he had to be for her, what she had to be for him. And it actually, what it does is it creates a separation. Whereas
so much.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in an imperfect relationship, you're just going, hey, this is me. This is what I like. Hey, darling, what do you like? What are you up to today? What's going to work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Where you actually start to communicate and you start to see the person for who they are. And they, in that 10 seconds that you're present with them, like I'm here with you right now, and the two of us have this energy that is the least used energy on the planet, and the one that creates the most, which is gratitude, because we can be together for now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be somewhere else in an hour. I'm in Europe, so I'll be sleeping. We haven't got a projection on the next moment. We're like, hey, here's my colleague and my friend. I'm lucky enough to work with people who are my friends, which is mind blowing for me anyway. And here is my friends that I'm truly grateful for. We've got a real, we're combining our targets of what we'd like to have in the world, which is ease and stepping away from upset and drama.
Yeah.
And we actually get to be together right now. Whoa. That is life changing. That I can be a great person and being with them right now.
Oh, how beautiful. Okay, you guys. Our second break here. Stay tuned for more Nuggets and Beauty with Rachel O'Brien and Betsy McLaughlin. Imperfect Relationships on Imperfect Brilliance. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, Hi, guys. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Oh, gosh, that commercial at the break about asking the forest a question. This would get better than that. Wow. So we're talking all about relationships. And, you know, how do you go from creating something that, you know, and even if you have, so we've talked a lot about, like, things that were not so fun to things that are way easier, way greater. And what if there are people listening who actually have a relationship with their job and their friends and their family and their spouses or, you know, partners that are working and they're good? So here's a question for you, Miss Rachel. Would you still ask these questions if things are all going well in your life?
Say what? For like, okay, so this is brilliant what you're asking me. Years ago, my life had gone from all the drama was after falling away. Everything was beautiful. Everything was working. I was generating money. And I'd come out of the trauma and the drama, and I had started to create an entirely different life. And I was driving along, and I live in this beautiful countryside in the south of Ireland. I have a house there. And all of a sudden, out pops out of my mouth, it can't get any better than this. Exactly. And it was like I woke up in the moment and I just went, really? How does it get any better than this?
Yeah.
Like, how? Okay, everywhere where I've made this as good as it gets, really, what else is possible beyond anything that I can even imagine, you know?
Yes. It's how could it be greater? How could it be easier? How could it be more fun? And if you can't imagine that, you know, you don't have to know. You don't have to have the answers. Simply by asking that question, what does that do, Rachel?
Again, the question opens you up to possibilities that are, okay, so, I mean, we'll touch on this briefly in this call. This is a huge topic. We have a universe, and the universe is based on energy. And that's just the way it is, folks. You can go to YouTube and check out an amazing researcher called Dr. Emoto. And he did this amazing research on how you talk to water and how you talk to rice. And while it may be difficult for you if you're in the middle of a relationship that's not working, or a job that you hate, or financially you're not doing so good, everything is based on energy. And what we write a script. We're coming in now to a time of awakening on the planet where we write a script into our lives, on the molecules of our lives. We're writing scripts all the time. And my old scripts were not working for me. They were based on, you know, on a template that wasn't fun. And I grew up in an Irish family. There was a lot of abuse. There was a lot of upset. There was a lot of drama. There was a lot of alcohol. And so I carried that with me through life. As you do. Yeah, that Irish kind of way of living seems to travel globally. The plague of the Irish. And so basically, when you're asking for the possibilities, you're now becoming aware of that your point of view creates your reality. In other words, the point of view that you are putting on the molecules in this universe is what is going to come right back at you. And folks, this is, we're not talking about new information here. Everything says your thoughts with your life, you know. We are now really stepping into an area where people are becoming aware of how they're functioning and what they're putting into their life. So for me, it's like there is possibilities available in every moment. And the big question is, am I willing to allow them into my life?
Yes, so true. No matter what, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, whatever you've decided something is, what question could you ask to invite more different, greater than you can even imagine. So, and then you don't have to have the answers. I used to think you had to have all the answers, or you couldn't even ask the question.
I'm so glad that you brought this up. I get that this is kind of a, it's like a growth, I want to say a growth muscle. Like you're going to the gym every morning, let's say you're starting in the gym, and you don't notice the changes till 3 months or 6 months. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
This space of asking the question and not waiting for the answer or what you should expect to have as an answer is actually a practice and the development of a muscle, whereas you begin to trust that something greater is on the way. And again, we do talk about Dane Hare and Gary Douglas, the founders of Access. Dane Hare, one of the first things I took away from that COP in London, and I remember writing it, pulling it out of the manual and putting it up on my mirror in my bedroom. And it said, when you let go of something that limits you, it allows something unlimited or less limited to show up. And it was, I had a big, huge mirror next to my bed, and every morning the mirror was on the right side. And these little three lines were stuck into, you know, the clips where the mirror gets clipped onto the wall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I just stuck it. I figured a way to nip it in underneath that. And every day I would say, what am I hanging on to that's limiting me? That if I would let something less limited or unlimited show up, would actually allow me to have more peace, more ease in my life. And I actually had forgotten that. So if you're just starting to play with these tools, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're just starting to play with these tools, you know, folks, give it a bit of time, allow the energy to work into your life. You know, we talk in the Bible about asking and receiving. Allow yourself to ask for something greater. And allow yourself to receive something greater.
I'm going to bask in that for a moment.
Call.
Me too.
Call.
Yeah.
Call.
You know, Betsy, we make a lot of phone calls with our work, both of us. We work with people. And one of the things, I've been around the block a while now, you know, and one of the things that I really... One of the things that I really see with people is that you give them a little bit of support and they can just leap into something in their life that's greater and that creates more peace for them. And, you know, we all require to know we're looked after and we're cared for and a little bit of support of each other and with each other. And I truly know that with that support, and we're very lucky and blessed that we have that.
Yeah.
People can actually genuinely change things that they have believed to be unchangeable. Most people come in and they're like, how am I going to change this? And you know what? It changes. The unchangeable actually changes. And I have seen it every single day of my life, even every minute of my life on some days.
It's so true. And you don't have to know how, you don't have to know why, you don't have to know where or when. It's really just by asking whatever question. You know, we gave you some possible questions today. We're not saying those are the only questions. You know, what questions could be fun for you? And are you willing to play with them and maybe stick them up around your house or in your car or on your phone? I have some that just pop up randomly. You know, I have them set every day and they'll go off at different times. And just to see a question, it's like, oh, you know, what questions could I ask? And you can even ask that. What question could I ask here? And something will pop in.
Yeah. And one of my favorite questions is what at the start, when I first started, what have I decided is unchangeable?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just start with, like, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? And be willing to receive that things can change and you don't have to figure it out and you don't have to know the answers. And you could just ask, what can I be or do different to change this?
Yes, and that's a great question. Now, what can I be or do to change this? And especially if I'm like in this crunchy place where I'm like, you know, I'm angry or I want to go cry or whatever. It's like, okay, well, you know, I can do that and be that. And then what can I do to change it? What's required here? And it could be a nap. It could be a cry. It could be a walk. It could be a phone call. And in asking that question, you'll get answers if you're willing to receive that.
And also the other thing is, just because we are facilitators and we use the tools of Access Consciousness, we're certainly not perfect. I get days where I'm a cranky old bitch.
Hello, excuse me. You need to talk about yourself here.
and so true. Do you know what a friend of mine says? We're imperfect in our imperfections. And I
absolutely. We are facilitators, and sometimes I'm like, okay, if you were facilitating yourself here right now, what would you say? What would you be, you know, what questions would you ask? Because we absolutely can get cranky and, you know, irritable or just not make always the brightest choice. And that's, we're just so blessed that we have these tools and questions and people we can reach out to. I reached out to somebody this morning really early. I was like, okay, I require a couple of questions, and just having maybe a 15-minute conversation changed everything. And I was willing to ask, I was willing to receive, I was willing to be vulnerable and say, I'm just in a weird place, you know, help, you know, and she was very willing to help me. So are you willing to even be that vulnerable with even with yourself?
And also, we are so blessed in that we have friendships where people don't judge us. And this is one of the other tools of Access Consciousness is that, you know, a judgment is a limitation that you have bought as real and true. And there's always something possible beyond that limitation. So one of the most beautiful things, I mean, I just really would love anyone who's listening to the show, ask if you haven't got someone in your life who doesn't judge you and that you stand next to and you know they've got no judgment of you whatsoever. If you haven't got that, ask for that to show up, because they being able to call a friend and pick up the phone and just ask them, hey, can you ask me some questions? I'm a bit funky today, or I'm not sure what's going on, or I'm a bit off. And just sometimes a 5 or 10 minute conversation.
Yep.
And your whole world changes, you know?
Yep.
Your whole world can change.
Yes, absolutely. And so in that, are you willing to be imperfect? Are you willing
absolutely.
To be perfect with yourself?
I had to be. Because perfect Rachel, she was a royal pain in the you-know-where.
Yes, so was perfect Betsy. And I, you know, like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't be it. And I just made myself more and more miserable. So if you're willing to be imperfect, if you're willing to, you know, even laugh when you're at, you know, laugh at yourself and be willing to be it all, you know, how much quicker could you get through anything that, you know, you may be deeming as less than fun and choosing something different? So we've kind of gone all around the mulberry bush today,
as we usually do
on this show. Thank you so much, Rachel. I do too. And so we just have a couple of minutes left. So how would you like to wrap up our imperfectly brilliant, imperfect relationship conversation here today?
I guess how I would like to wrap it up is, what if you could trust you? Your first relationship is with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in this world, we're told to trust all the rules, regulations, our systems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What if you could just trust you, and what is it that you know? Like, really just ask these questions. If I was trusting me, what do I know? What would I choose? What's going to work here? Because so often we actually have an internal voice that knows what's required to take the next step.
Yes. And that knowing that you actually do know already and being willing to trust yourself is so key. So key.
It is, because we're not told to trust ourselves. We're taught as young children to find the solution in the outside world instead of going inside and navigate what we know, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, knowing what you know and being willing to know what you know. I remember when my son was young and, oh gosh, he was 10 months old, and I knew he was really, really sick. He had pneumonia, and the doctor had put me off that I was a hysterical first-time mother. And 2 days later, I was back at the doctor, and he's like, oh, he has pneumonia. I'm like, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Here you go.
So know what you know, you guys. Rachel, thank you so much for playing with me today. What an honor and a pleasure.
For me too, my friend.
RachelO'Brien.org, and you can find her also on Access Consciousness. Thank you guys so much. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.